NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 261. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupac Shakur, a.k.a. Fropocalypse, a.k.a. Mr. Fistpick and Dope Kicks, a.k.a. Hacksaw Kick Duggan, a.k.a. Shu Rosenhaus. And y'all know the other AK that matters the most, a.k.a. Jack Swagless. I'm sitting here with my brother from another mother, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the nigga at lunch that used to ask you you gonna eat your cookies, a.k.a. the nigga that was trading pizza for fries. A.k.a. I can't keep up with Saul Wright because this nigga just killed the game. A.k.a. I'm in the building, man. What's good,
man? Hey, man. Hey, pizza day at like lunch. Even though that pizza, I don't know what the fuck that was. It wasn't really pizza. That shit was good as hell.
It was amazing. That's why I think I don't like pizza now. Because I used to eat, I mean, like, when we was in high school, nigga, you ate pizza every fucking day. Like, so you think about 4 years of high school, you ate pizza 180 of them fucking days. Like, that's a lot of fucking pizza.
You Your pizza was what? Was it like $2 a slice?
Shit, I was like 120. Well, it depends. In the 2000s, I was in high school.
Depends on your age. Which age you gonna use this show?
Okay. Hey, look. Speaking of school lunch, man, let me ask you a question. When you went to school, how much was lunch? What, you know what I'm saying? When you went to private school, ain't right?
I went to private school.
$7 so and shit. Y'all lunch was $7.
Y'all had lunch credit cards and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas was partying shit for lunch.
A panini stand and a fucking Starbucks. Sorry, I had a Starbucks. He been drinking Starbucks.
It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, let me get a sandwich and that sweater.
At a Papa John started in Saul Wright's motherfucking school, man. That's what he
started. Nigga, when they opened an actual school Papa store,
Papa John was actually a priest. Papa John.
Nigga, when they actually opened the school store, like my senior year, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like you could actually walk up to the window and get your gym shirt. I was like, "Whoa, this is too much." Now my high school costs about, I want to say it's about $14,000 a year to go Jesus to my high school. Christ.
Do these people not know that you can go to school for free? Good God.
Bruh, when I heard that they have tuition and shit, I was like, wait. Like, we paid. Like, no, these niggas is paying, like, college money to go to high school.
You good in sports? You just school, like, kicking ass in sports?
Nah. I mean, we win our division, but it's prep. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so they prep. Ballers.
Ain't no ballers. This ain't like LeBron's prep school he went to. This is like... small, it's like Division III, AAA, or some shit like that. So, you know, we rarely get somebody. Steve Atwater went to my high school. That's like the pinnacle. Yeah, like that's the pinnacle, though. Like, it's Steve Atwater, and then that's it.
So, it ain't no Alec Quipper.
Nah, it ain't no Alec Quipper at all, man. Hey, we definitely quit.
Alec Quipper got like a whole roster. They be naming, hey, man, when you got Mike Dicker, Darrell Revis, Joe Namath, Peter Gimmons, they just be just, I'm like, damn, everybody from Alec Quipper, like, goddamn.
But think about it, man. The cats that go to those, that play ball in those areas, they coming from struggle. If you going to a school that's $14,000 a year, you ain't got no struggle. You ain't got no struggle. So what makes you play hard? Nothing. Nothing. It's just not. That's not what we had. How did we get here?
Hey, man. We start talking about high school pizza. Which lunch? Hey, yo. Back in the day, man, our lunch used to consist of pizza, fries, and whatever sweet drink that they had, like coming out the little fountain. Or you got your chocolate milk. You used to hate when the chocolate milk was gone. You'd be like, God damn it! Gotta drink white milk. And why did we call it white milk? That shit was so funny.
It's just fucking milk. Like that's the natural milk. That's what the fuck it is. But now we got some milk. What you want? Chocolate or white? Nigga, what do you mean? Like, yeah, it's chocolate or regular milk, nigga.
Hey, then don't fuck around. All the red ones be gone. You got to drink one of them blue ones and shit.
Oh, no.
That's all we drink at the house. Like, I ain't drink whole milk in my house, man. We had skim milk, nigga, and that shit and low fat, that whatever that. Oh, my God. That thin ass milk.
Oh, yeah, man, our school changed the game. Like, I think my sophomore year, we switched to the scheduling, like the block scheduling like they do over in China and shit. So that changed, so our lunches changed. It became like a more of an a la carte thing. So whatever you have for lunch, you got to pick. Lunch wasn't ever the same. So it was like going into a real fucking cafeteria. You can have pizza, meatballs, or whatever the fuck. You just paid what you paid at the end. It was weird, man. That shit was weird.
But the funny thing was, like, reduced lunch, since for the public school crowd out there listening, us poor people. You know what I'm saying? You had the free lunch people, which anybody that, when you got free lunch, you be like, oh, you get food stamps. Like, that was automatically, you knew, because, like, how you qualify for free lunch, nigga? Like, you get some food stamps in your house. So, you know what I'm saying? Hint, hint, little kiddies, if anybody, little duns out there, if you watch, listening to the show, you know a nigga with free lunch, that nigga get food stamps, clown his ass. When he ever tried to jump, I was like, say your food stamp having ass, you get free lunch. And then reduced lunch is 40 cents. Reduced lunch been 40 cents forever. It's still 40 cents right now. How is reduced lunch still 40 cents when it was 40 cents 25 years ago?
So you saying it should be higher?
I'm just saying. What? The price of a regular lunch has went up, but reduced lunch is still like, them niggas still paying 40 cents for lunch. You
ain't rich enough. Let them live, man.
Look, the reduced lunch niggas, them the little bougie niggas, because... You know what I'm saying? You in that middle ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like...
Your lunch ain't free, but you can pay something.
Yeah, you get too much money for food stamps almost, so you getting a little bit of help, but not like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might... Oh, man.
It's like the Section 8 motherfuckers that... The Section 8 motherfuckers that live in a nice apartment complex and shit.
Oh, Section 8 niggas, them free lunch niggas. Them niggas, they just go up there. They know they lunch paid for every day. Like, man, I was so mad because I used to have to pay for my lunch, but my homeboy, he dropped out of school... But he ain't withdrawn. So for about two months, I was using his lunch number, boy. Then one day the damn lunch lady was like, because she kept seeing me, like, she kept saying, like, that's not him. And then, like, one day she was like, you know, she had hollered at the other lady. She basically snitched on me. She's like, he's going to use somebody's number. That's not him. So I shot her my real number. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I paid for my lunch. I was like, yo, lady, I don't know what you talking about. And then that's why I knew the lick was over with, man. Because I was just like, God damn it, I can't use that free lunch number no more, man.
I hate people who take their job so seriously. Like, it's not your money. It's not your money.
And my daughter's school, like, if you don't got no lunch money, they'll do, like, they got, like, this little thing called a share bowl, like, where people don't eat nothing, like, you know, it can't be nothing open, of course, like, they don't eat their little fruit cup, or they don't drink their milk, or, you know what I'm saying, like, the people give you a cheese sandwich or some shit like that, but then you can just go to the share bowl, like, nobody gonna go hungry, but these people really deny people, like, if you ain't got no money, you can't eat sometimes, but you can't deny kids a lunch, like, all this food y'all got in there, you mean tell me you can't give somebody something, like, that shit crazy, man.
Nah, I don't get it, man, these motherfuckers is ignorant, man. People take their job way too. I know somebody, a friend of mine, I'll just say it that way. He's working a job, and shit, I've done it before too. Working a job and somebody stealing something, and then you end up in the middle of it, like trying to stop them from stealing. It's not your shit. You gotta let them go. These lunch people worried about somebody else. He uses somebody else. So, it's not your food. It's not hurting you. Mm-hmm. Let them niggas, hey, if they game in the system, let them game the system, bro. Shit.
Yeah, like, what you gonna do with the food if there's any left over? What you gonna do with
it?
You
know what I'm saying? Throw it out, and then somebody else hungry, and you ain't helped shit.
Yeah, like, you could have fed somebody with some food that you gonna throw out. You might not use all that, but, you know, that's the world we live in. But damn, sorry, we didn't got sidetracked like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker, man. Let's get to music so we can get our checks. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, the prodigy of Mobb Deep. The news came through. Y'all hearing the show on Friday. Today is Thursday, so we heard it yesterday. Or was it Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Shit.
It was Wednesday. It was Wednesday afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be yesterday. Damn it. I'm on it sometimes.
Oh, no. It was Tuesday then.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. So we heard it Tuesday, and, you know, everybody... This is like the usual cycle. You can holler at love if you want to see how this works. But every time somebody passes, everybody's the fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen people who have never posted anything about hip-hop on Facebook. And like, oh, damn, not him. Like, when's the last time you thought of Prodigy? Yeah, just be honest.
He was one of the, I mean, oh, me? I like, you know.
No,
I like,
not you. I know you like Mobb Deep. And I know my wife, like, she was posting. I was in the living room. Like, when you're married, Jerm, you know this. When you're married, the thing is, when you're in the living room, if the TV's on, the person controlling the remote controls what the fuck's on TV. So yeah. I came and sat down. My wife was like, hey, look at this. And it was a video of Eddie Wayne talking about Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, that's cool, but you're a Mobb Deep head. I'm not. So mm-hmm. I don't really want to watch this shit. Like, I watched most of it, and then when she left, I changed the channel. I was like, I don't want to watch this shit. But I ain't got no ill will towards Prodigy. I heard Corey Hogan was saying how he was, you know, Prodigy and went at California and Tupac. They had beef.
They had to.
And Corey Hogan was a Tupac fan. So he didn't listen to a lot of Mobb Deep. And I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. Because niggas that listen to Tupac don't listen to Mobb Deep because of that beef. I was in the Midwest, so it wasn't that kind of thing for me. I'm not going to act like because Prodigy passed that I was the major Mobb Deep fan and start putting up all these videos and shit. I'm not that dude. I like the same commercial hits that everybody likes. I can't go deep into the Mobb Deep catalog like that. But I know for you, that's your people.
Yeah. I mean, Mobb Deep, I fucks with Mobb Deep. Funny story. In high school, this nigga named Buddha. I'm saying real names here, so I want niggas to know it's a true story. So, one day at school, Buddha was like, he had always, because Buddha was from Queens, and he used to always talk about he knew this nigga. You know, niggas from, we was used to like, niggas from New York always lying, nigga. Like, of course. Right. You know, because some people believe in was all like, get hyped up from New York nigga tales and stuff. But Buddha had some of the funniest stories. So, but this one story about Mobb Deep is really funny. So Buddha at one school one day was like, yo, Mobb Deep is at my house. That was the rumor going around school. Mobb Deep was at Buddha's house. Buddha from Queens. Buddha like, yo, he said Mobb Deep at his house. We gonna see. So nigga, it was about 175 niggas showed up at this nigga house. Like, it was like, I don't know. I mean, it was crazy. It was like some movie shit. Niggas showed up to Buddha fucking house. And then, you know, niggas was like, yo, where Mobb Deep at? You know what I'm saying? So two niggas come out the house. I don't know if it was Mobb Deep or not, but some niggas say it was Mobb Deep. Some niggas say it, so I know one nigga like, that ain't Mobb Deep, that's Mobb Shallow. I know a nigga yelled that shit. And it was just like, but I don't know. So that was like the craziest Mobb Deep story that was funny. But yeah, you know, come to find out, he did know Mobb Deep. They was his peoples and everything like that. But it was just, you know, that day, all the people showed up at his house, and it was funny. But, yeah, Prodigy, man, Mobb Deep, I used to like Prodigy because he was, like I said, he used to talk that tough guy talk, mm-hmm. and it was just like, he was a little nigga, and he was just, I don't know, man, Prodigy was that nigga, man, and he was believable, and you know what I'm saying? You know, then as time got on, I listen to this old shit. I'm stuck in a little time period with music wise with some niggas, but I ain't listening to no current music. I ain't even gonna front. All this old shit is what I like. You know what I'm saying? I ain't listened to a Prodigy album since probably the Return of the Mac album. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the last time I listened to some Prodigy.
And that's what, like, it's okay to be removed from somebody and still miss them. But yeah. You don't have to act like it's a major, like you would. Carrying the torch, and like, we gotta stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
We gotta stop.
Okay, just like with that with LL, I ain't listen to some LL music in so long, but if he died, I'm gonna be hurt.
Right. And you might stroll down memory lane, but you're not gonna be like, I was a number one fan. I'm like, stop it.
I was at one point in time. He's the reason why I fell in love with rap, LL Cool J. That was my rapper that gave me the, like, oh shit, like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? LL was my nigga.
Like, I was in the gym the other day, and I put on some LL, and we're going to talk about something else you suggested for me in the gym, too. I put on some LL, and I was like, man, this shit, like, he was so dope. It was so simple. Boom, bap, and dope lyrics. It was it. And then he got into that female shit and seducing.
Yeah.
It was like, all right. Nigga got cute, and then he fell off.
Yeah. Niggas start thinking they cute, man. They raps, probably they forget. Like, you know, I get it. You want to get paid, you know what I'm saying? And who wants to rap to niggas at a club, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Strategy-wise, I understand. But niggas act like, well, people act like women the only one to buy albums. Like, are you serious? Girls do not buy albums. Like, they don't.
I don't remember, even when I worked at the music store in Atlanta, I don't remember the ratio of men to women who bought albums, but it was definitely lopsided. In a place in Atlanta where it's mostly women, at the time, it was mostly dudes in the fucking record store. I don't know. You're right. Women don't buy a bunch of albums.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that stat. They're like, oh, if the women buy more albums than guys, I'm like, are you crazy? Like, I don't know.
Nowadays, maybe.
Yeah, now probably.
Nowadays, because niggas is downloading everything. So I don't know.
Cakey now, man. Women, hey, listen, fellas, y'all understand all these women, these single women. They've been single for a long time. They got a lot of fucking money, man. Don't let them fool you and thinking they broke. Hell nah. They be getting niggas taking them out. They don't pay for shit, man. Women don't pay for shit. They don't have to pay for food. They can call any nigga all day long, different nigga, and get their whole fucking day taken care of because they women. Don't let her be fine. Oh, my God. She don't spend no money. And she have a good job, man. Y'all don't let these women fool y'all. They rich. Stop spending all your money on these girls, fellas. Oh, stop it. God. They got money. Dang, they out here buying $3,000 purses and $300 hair and all that stuff, man. Are you crazy, man? These women got money. Fellas, get you a woman. Quit playing the games, man. Y'all done let them turn the tables. Now they're going to be running the household. Have you motherfucking baby watching. You going to be goddamn trying to breastfeed a baby now.
Oh, y'all need shit. To
yes.
Jesus Christ. You had me listening to Migos.
Shout out
to
Prodigy, man. That was a Prodigy fuel rant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he told them niggas, he said, I'm about to get back on the high school shit and start punches in their face just for living. Whoa!
God damn. Speaking of shit that's not Prodigy, you had me listen to Migos.
Culture, how did you like it, all right?
Nope. Not nope. No, look. Like, your thing was the beats are dope. The beats are not dope enough for me in the gym. I like high energy shit. I like some Ace Hood in the gym. I like that frenetic pace.
Hold on. So Ace Hood, you said Ace Hood. You listen to Ace Hood, but when we get Migos a shot.
Yeah, I think Ace Hood sounds better than Migos. What the fuck you mean?
I'm saying like you just got. But listen, I mean, I know you don't. Okay, man. Let me see. Let me think of a new nigga for you, man.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. So you trying to say that Ace Hood is not better than Migos?
I mean, it depends on what you like. I'm not listening to no Ace Hood album.
At all. But you listen to the Migos.
Yeah. I listen to them over at Ace Hood all day.
That shit is terrible to me, bro.
It's just like, something about Ace Hood. He just reminds me of every, like a generic rapper. Like, he just like a generic rapper as fuck. Like, he does nothing. Like, he makes me not want to listen to him. Because it's just like,
You but the Migos don't even finish their sentences. They just
you gotta listen to it, man.
No, fuck that, man.
Listen to the ad libs, all right. Listen to the ad libs.
The whole goddamn song is an ad lib. Song is an ad lib.
Come on, man. Yeah, so you mean tell me? I don't understand how you listen to Carl Cassidy. You ain't like that one? Whatever it's called.
There may have been one song or two that was okay. I can't listen to that. Like, to me, it's not just beats over lyrics. That shit's got to be somewhat. They got to work together some kind of way. And I don't think the lyrics was dope at all. Everything I heard was just like reference rap. It wasn't even. They're not even forming complete thoughts. Like, I don't get it. Multiple syllables, dictionary. Like, what the fuck? That's not. What is that? What is that? What the fuck is that? And that's how they rap. I like, I can't do that shit, bro.
That shit was funny. That shit exists.
Multiple syllables, dictionary. Like, what the fuck? What did you just say? That's how they rap it. I can't deal with that shit, bro. I can't deal with that shit, man. So, nah, it's not for me. You know.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He said up early in the morning trapping. Mm.
Man, turn that shit off before you end the show.
Okay. You know.
Jesus Christ. This is terrible to me, bro. It is not my thing, man. It's not my thing. Speaking of shit, you know, if we're talking about
that. Heard 2 Chainz album.
I have not heard 2 Chainz album.
Pretty good.
You were talking about it, and a couple other cats I've seen were talking about it, so I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to check it out. I 2 Chainz might be like Pac for me. I like the things he does around music. I don't know that I necessarily like all his music. I like 2 Chainz interviews. I like listening to him talk. I like hearing his thought process on a lot of shit. I don't know if I'm into his music like that, bro. But I heard this was different.
Yeah, this is a good album.
I'll check it out. Is it gym or is it riding music?
It's like a trap album, nigga. They make you want to fucking bag up some dope, nigga. Like, I swear to God, It's like that album. Listen to the album makes me think of me and my homies playing mad and getting high, listening to some ignorant ass music. Got one homeboy over there bagging up a little QP and all dimes, and you know, nigga might be cooking some dope on the man. It's a trap fucking album, nigga. Like, whoa, shit. Okay,
well, like, I probably can't relate to that. Huh? Yeah, I was gonna say I probably can't relate to that shit, but
hey, but look, all right, listen, you'll be Reisenberg when you listen to that shit, nigga. That's how you feel when you making the trips to St. Louis, nigga, picking up that pack, nigga, picking up that fucking brick of fucking rice, nigga. You probably get your shit freeze dried and bricks. You like, yo, let me get all them shits, nigga. Poppy, don't fucking front on me, nigga. Let me get that shit. You told me motherfucking 3-5, nigga. Let's go. Tell me, man.
Last time I was in St. Louis and got some rice, I was just amazed how affordable it is, man. Like, out here, I just went to a Chinese spot today and just got chicken lo mein. That was it. One bowl of chicken lo mein was damn near $9.
Jesus.
If I go to the fried rice spot in St. Louis, any fried rice spot, for $9, I can get like 2 or 3 whole loaders of rice and some egg rolls, bro. Yeah. So when I went in St. Louis, I think I got 6 whole loaders of rice, and it was less than $30. Man, I got to get back to St. Louis, bro. It'll be like a quick trip. Niggas going to be mad because I will stop in Thursday and leave Friday.
Damn.
Hey, man. You can't fuck around, man. You end up dead, man. Rest in peace, Philando, man. Like,
man, watching that dash cam video, just like, I don't know why I did it, but I had to do it. This shit just infuriated me, bro. Like, I just was like, how did the jury see this and not, come on, man. Like, so, I mean, it was 2 officers there. One officer, he, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't all fucking, like, so why was you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This shit was not. And then a little kid in the car, so you can unload fucking 7 shots into a car with a baby. And come on, man. He could have killed everybody in the car that night, man. Just, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand how you...
For anything.
You look at a motherfucker, he tells you that he has a weapon. And then you automatically, well, don't reach for it. You done told me to get my ID already.
Yeah, I mean, you got what he handed him first was his insurance card.
Right.
That's what he handed him first, the insurance card. So then he asked for the ID. And then after he told him he had the gun, correct?
Yep. And then he said, I have to let you know that I have a permit.
I was like, what are you, I mean, I just don't. Why would you think you was about to die right then? Like, you pulled me over, like, I mean, I was like, I'm being in a calm manner. You know what I'm saying? Why did you feel threatened? Like, I don't get it. Most people with guns are not going to tell you, yo, I got a gun on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean?
The way we've raised people, I won't even say policemen. The way we've raised people in this country is that brown skin is threatening. Yeah. From cartoons, they've done studies, they've talked about how cartoons, with all the cartoons, when somebody is white, they're the good guy, and when somebody's darker, or even white, black, the cowboy hat shit, when someone is evil, they're brown skinned. If you go back and look at some of your cartoons, like, fuck, even Snow White was like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bred and it's taught to us in this country. So when you get to the police academy, you know, you're talking about the areas that you're policing, you talk about brown and black folks. So when you get in the situation, you already think of the worst that's going to happen with brown folks. That's when these white folks get into it with cops, they're wrestling and shit. They tussling. This motherfucker to reach for your gun. Are y'all tussling? Tussling, nigga. Nah. It's not gonna happen.
You don't even get to that point with niggas. Like, come on, man.
So, we get shot.
Exactly. So at what point, what do you do? What do you do? That's what I want to know.
Man,
like, if you get killed for being calm in front of your kids and your old lady for a fucking taillight, you know what I'm saying? You can get choked out for selling cigarettes on camera. You can be a 12-year-old kid with a toy gun at a park and get a drive-by shot by the fucking police. You know what I'm saying? On camera. What do you do? Like, that shit won't happen to little white kids, man. It doesn't happen to little white kids. It doesn't happen. And that shit's fucking crazy, man.
Nothing brings out the bitch in me, makes me show my yellow like police car. Nothing. Absolutely nothing brings
out the bitch in me. Get tight when I ain't got no drugs on me and I'm riding, I see the police, bro.
Nigga, I have never been arrested. I have no priors. I don't move drugs at all. Every time I see a cop car, I'm nervous. Shut up. Every time I see a cop car, I'm nervous. I see one. So when I get pulled over, I've told this story before. Keys on my fingers, wallet on the dash, hands out the window. Every time. Every time. And the cop pull up and they're like, you can put your hands on the wheel, sir. Okay. Can you show me your ID, license ID? Hey, I'm reaching for my wallet that's on the dash. Okay, so they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, look, I don't want no problems.
Yeah, I want you to know. I want to convey it to you in a calm manner, so in a language you understand.
Right.
I don't want you to misconstrue any of my words, sir.
You see me, and you walk up to my truck. You see a big nigga in a seat. You see a big bearded nigga with tattoos on his arm. You might be like, hey, this the one. Not me, sir. Not me. I'm all the bitch. I'm almost at the point now to where if they pull me over for minor traffic shit, I'd be like, please just handcuff me. And then we can talk. Handcuff me first. And then let's talk. Because I don't want you to think that I'm doing shit and you shoot me. If I were my wife and we get pulled over, I would probably say that.
Mm.
I'd probably just say, please handcuff me first. And then we can talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Because I don't need no shit happening, and my wife is sitting there waiting on y'all to do right. They shot this motherfucker dead in the front seat and then locked his girlfriend up like she was a suspect. With the baby?
Yeah, I mean, what do you put me in handcuffs for? What? A taillight? Is that the only rule? I didn't know, and then I wasn't even driving. Why am I in handcuffs?
This shit is ridiculous, man.
Yo, like, that shit right there, man.
Even when they shot the other person, I think it's Slyville. Was it Slyville?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
They shot that motherfucker. He was running with a gun and tried to throw the gun over the fence. I guess he was trying to run away or throw away the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to shoot at a cop, why am I running away? Like, well, I understand.
You could have stopped like Jason Bourne, turned around and fired one shot. And then went in slow motion, killed, pierced this cop heart. He would have made it home to his family that night.
Like I understand that we're watching it at a different time. We're not in the real time, so I get it. It's different. But if I pull out a gun on somebody that's running away, I'm not going to run, chase him, and shoot him. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm not a cop, because none of this shit makes sense to me. I don't understand how you're killing all these black people. And then at the same breath, y'all watching us die in the streets in a video, y'all want to say something about Colin Kaepernick. This is exactly what the fuck he was talking about. But y'all want to say he still doesn't deserve a job. He spoke out of line. He disrespected the flag. He disrespected the country. This is the same shit he was talking about. And I'm watching my Facebook like a hawk. It's a lot of quiet motherfuckers that won't be able to see my posts. So I don't know what's going on with this shit, but I'm really tired of it, man. And it's sad. You know, we have the juxtaposition of watching this shit happen in real time. And then we got to turn around at some point and we got to talk about Bill Cosby and this shit, because Cosby get the walk. But was Cosby innocent?
I mean, that Bill shit, bro. I mean,
it was justice served. Look. I'm not going to, again, this is something I try to do actively, because shutting the fuck up and not having an opinion is okay. It's completely free. It doesn't cost you shit. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I heard all 40-something dispositions about the women, saying that, what is it, depositions is the word I'm looking for, saying that they were drugged and all this other shit. I don't know the details, but I know that 40 motherfuckers came forward and said some shit happened. And I know he sat in court and said some shit happened.
He said it, yeah.
He sat in court and said that somebody that he looked at, like a daughter, might have felt some kind of way about shit that happened, which is creepy enough to me. And then y'all couldn't figure out if he was guilty or not. I don't know who we're protecting in this country. I don't get it. But this system is fucked up.
Did you see the video of him walking out of the court? Oh, I sent it to y'all, man.
Nigga.
That shit was, hey, look, it was funny and sad at the same time, bro, because when I seen that shit, boy, I howled, nigga. I'm talking about, I was just...
I felt bad for all of those women right then.
Because, yeah, I was just like, this nigga, do you know you're not going to court for... you know what you going to court for, trial for? I mean, I understand it was one woman suing him. This is one woman's thing, but it was really like, you know what I'm saying, because the statute of limitations that went past on like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't like, yeah, so this is basically like, so he beat it. Well, mistrial. You ain't really beat it, nigga. It's a mistrial.
Yeah, so, which means they can try you again, and they may try you again with more solid evidence or whatever, but it's just... This system, man, like, we're at the point now to where back in the day when they had the Black Panthers and they had the Deacons of Defense and they had neighborhood policing, like, I feel like that's the only way. And my homeboy made this post the other day, and I gotta agree with it. I don't know that if you black and you do me wrong, I'm calling the cops for shit. I don't want you to die because you stole some shit from me or we had a disagreement. I feel like I'm putting your life in danger. And I had that moment happen. I had a dude that was supposed to be helping me with some shirts and shit, and he basically just stole some money from me. And I really was like, yo, I can call, because I know motherfucking cops in your area. I can call them and have them go to your shit, but at what cost? I don't know what other warrants you got going on with you. I don't know what else you got going on. I know you have kids, and I don't want to be responsible for taking you away from your kids in any form or fashion over some money. So I just said, nigga, fuck you, and I left it alone. I don't fuck with that nigga no more. But I don't feel like it's right to call the cops on... If you black and someone calls the cops on you, they're wishing you could die. You assisted in murder, bruh.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's just like... I feel you on that. I mean, if it ain't nothing like, well, you ain't fuck over with no kids or...
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Yeah, if it ain't some shit like that, like, you selling drugs, as long as ain't nobody getting hurt, you selling drugs, I'm not gonna call the police on you, man. Like, if you be respectful, like, you had a trap house beside my house, as long as your junkies went and, you know what I'm saying, fucking with shit, I wouldn't call the police on you, man. Even if I knew what was going on, you know what I'm saying, because I'd be like, eventually, they gonna get you. You know, as long as ain't no bullets flying around here or nothing like that, I'm cool with that. Bullets start flying, I gotta let the police know, man, because my kids... My little shawty be around here playing and shit. Even if they ain't my kids, I consider them my kids. You know what I'm saying? Because they see me in the streets. They leveled up, Mr. Germ. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit funny. Mr. Germ.
I feel like we got to get to this point to where we set up those community policing. Like, if you live in an area like that that's predominantly black, y'all got to set that shit up. Like, y'all got to go to a moderator and work this shit out. Y'all, like, because if you call the cops and invite them into some shit, who knows what's going to happen? You can't trust this shit, man. So, I don't know, man. We kind of got off on a tangent. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Rest in peace, Philando. Rest in peace, hashtag heaven. I'm sure there'll be another member tomorrow. Like, that's all you can say. I'm sure there'll be another member. Trying to put this shit on a lighter note and still get our checks. Jay-Z is supposed to be dropping another album. It's next month, right? It's July?
This month, June 30th.
Oh, okay. So June 30th.
It's only on Tidal and some Sprint, I think it is. Yeah.
Look, it's only on Tidal for niggas that pay for albums.
Yeah.
It'll be everywhere the same day. Like, you can get
it. It's not going to be Apple Music. I know that. It ain't going to be on... I don't think it'll be on... Yeah.
It'll be everywhere. Man, you'll have to add it. Like, it's not going to be on Google Play, but I can get it.
Maybe for like a day. Yeah, you're right. Because I think, I don't know, can Jay-Z do that? Because none of his music is on Apple Music. Like, you can't, it ain't a Jay-Z music album on. I think he took all his music off Spotify too.
You know what? Let me look at Google Play right now, because that's what I listen to. It might be hard for me to tell, because I added. That's the good thing about Google Play, is you can add music. So I can add stuff from my hard drive to my Google Play. But let me see.
Good luck when you get an iPhone, man. This shit gonna stop.
I'm not getting an iPhone. I sold my iPhone.
What the fuck?
I sold, man. I don't like that interface, and I don't like the home button. All that shit is weird to me. I sold the one I had. So there's still albums.
Yeah, so
I can't tell, because I think I added all these albums.
Look on Spotify, ain't no Jay-Z music, man. Only thing they got on here is they got Niggas in Paris, Numb, Encore, whatever that is, All the Way Up Remix, Click, and Renegade, bruh.
Yeah, those are like fan albums or some shit. That's not.
Nah, this is just songs he appears on. Like, so that's like, so Watch the Throne, I guess Kanye was like, nah, that's gonna be everywhere. And the Click album, that was another Kanye song, right?
Yep.
That might have been on Watch the Throne, or I don't know what the fuck the album that was on. But yeah, and Renegade on it was on Eminem album, so Jay-Z ain't, you know, Eminem got something to do with that too, so that's probably why it's out there. But he ain't got no albums on Spotify, like none.
So I think that the ones that I have on here are just albums that I added, which is the same thing I'm gonna do for this shit. Am I excited? I don't know. Jay-Z is arguably one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. So I want to hear what he sounds like, but Jay-Z's also, what, 50 years old?
Damn near.
Like, I don't know what a 50-year-old rapper that's been rich for 2 decades would rap about. I don't know.
They said this might be his Lemonade album.
What you mean?
You know, Beyonce was talking about the, her album, how she was talking about dealing with the little whole story made up about the infidelity and how she dealt with it and all that.
It's an artistic album. It's like the Roots once they got on Jimmy Fallon and shit.
Yeah, this might be his answer to Beyonce.
I don't want to hear that. Like, if that's what it is, I don't want to hear that. Speaking of shit I don't want to hear, Big Boy dropped the album. Which I would like to say that I think Big Boy gets slandered. If you're going to put Andre 3000 in the top MCs, I think Big Boy deserves his place in that conversation. Man. I don't think you can do one without the other.
So you don't like Big Boy's album?
I don't.
I'm going to say this about Big Boy album. Mm-hmm. I don't like his beat selection.
The full album? No.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't like Big Boy beat selection. He be all over the place. And it's like, I don't know. So I'm going to have to separate the lyrics from the actual music when I listen to the album, because some of the beats, man, I was just listening to, I was just like, bro, I can't vibe with this. Like, so
it was a little bit too many collaborations on here for me too. Like, there's 12 songs, and there was a collab on everyone, but maybe 8. So there's only like 4 songs where it's just him. And that's just off the top of my head. Let me look. 1, 2, 3. There's only 3 songs where it's just him.
Damn. Yep. Freakonomics, All Night, and Order Operations.
And I don't think he needs that.
I mean, I like seeing Killer Mike all over the place, though. I ain't gonna front.
I need a new Killer Mike album bad.
I just Killer Mike. Because when he rap with the Run the Jewels shit, he get, you know what I'm saying? He don't never get, but it's like the beats get white. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, nah, Killer Mike. I like hearing you over that nigga shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Friend of the show, Killer Mike.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? He shouted us out for our 200th episode?
100th episode.
God damn, that was long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like the Big Boy. I'm looking forward to the Jay-Z just to check it out. Did you like Sir Lucius Left Foot?
I'm not a Big Boy. I told you his beat selection, man, made me not listen to his shit.
That one had a lot of collaborations on it, too. I think Vicious Lies is the one that didn't have a lot of collabs. I might be wrong on that shit, but it's interesting to see what kind of music comes out. Who did I mention that you was like, why do you get all these old rapping niggas?
You was like,
because David Banner finally dropped that one album, but I said somebody else too.
Nah, it was somebody old as fuck.
It's an East Coast rapper. It's an East Coast rapper.
Coogee Rap? Was it Coogee Rap?
Yes, Coogee Rap. It's funny to me because a lot of New Yorkers would put Coogee Rap in their top 5.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've never been a big Coogee Rap fan at all. But the album's not bad.
It's not?
It's not bad, bruh. It's not bad. It's worth a listen. It definitely, yeah, he definitely feel like an old nigga rapping. But that's okay, it works for him.
Doesn't sound like an old nigga rapping. That's why I just
wanted to. It works for him. It's not like when Rakim came out to put out that album, you was like, nigga, you oh my God. Do you know how bad that hurt me when I heard that shit? I was like, no, why did you get anybody else to do the beats, bro? Anybody. Shit. That hurts me even when I think about it. Damn. But anyway. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. So now we about to put on our old nigga hats. The XXL freshman list.
Yeah.
Look, man, I'm not even going to pretend again. That's my theme for this show. I'm not going to pretend.
But, like, does it even matter anymore? Like, you made the freshman list. Like, it's not... I mean, I don't... Because it's like... I don't get it no more. Like, I mean, some of the cats, like... You know, I don't know. I didn't write the people's names down because I figured, like... I only knew, like, three of the niggas. Like, I mean, I've heard of, like, maybe seven. You know what I'm saying? But some of them I ain't even heard of. You know,
I'm sure that I'm going to mispronounce some of these names.
Okay.
Because let me start with the one that I know for real. Made in TYO, Made in Tokyo.
That's the Uber everywhere nigga, right?
Yeah, and the only reason I know him is because his cousin or brother is somebody that I'm cool with on Facebook, that I've known from YouTube, that does all his photo shit. Like, I know him, so I've watched him get to this point now, which is pretty cool. Okay. That's the only one I know. Playboi Carti,
that's the one with the song, the Millie Rock, and I Millie Rock, and the cops. I like that song.
Don't know that one. A Boogie with the Hoodie, is that really his name?
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Don't know that nigga. See how I fucked him up? That wasn't disrespectful. I really don't know you.
You know one of his songs though.
I do not.
I'm telling you, sorry. What's the name of that song?
Let me click on his profile right now. See what this is. So when I go to his profile, A Boogie. I said A Boogie.
A Boogie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. A Boogie. This is so stupid. Which song is it? Is it Timeless, My Shit, or Drowning?
I think it's...
Because these are the only three that they've got on the side that are his top songs.
I think it might be Drowning.
So let me play Drowning. I don't think you guys will be able to hear it, but I should be able to hear it. Let me skip through. I don't know what the fuck that is, Jer. I've never heard that song.
Hold on, man. Let me see what it is.
This nigga just said bust down like 8 times in a row.
Hey, be quiet.
She listened to that shit you put on, too.
Hush. I'm recording the show, girl. Put you out of here. Sit down. New people moving in the neighborhood. You on your job. I get it. Hey. Only podcast with a dog barking in the back. Yeah, GQ Blue banging pots. And you got a dog barking in my house. It's either my shit. It might be my shit, man.
So let me play my shit.
You probably... When I hear it, I know what it is. I can't think of the name of it, because, you know.
It's got a nice little snap beat to it. But, you know, whatever. A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Don't know that nigga. I definitely don't know this nigga.
Hush.
P&B Rock? Am I saying that one right, sir?
Yeah, that's P&B Rock.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. Be quiet.
The dog won't let us be great. Yeah, I don't know this guy either. We got a nigga named Kyle. Doesn't even have a profile up, but Kyle is on here. There's another. Is his name Rap G?
Rap G.
Is that his name?
Let me check. Let me see. How you spell it?
It looks like R-A-P-G. Now, it's written with this. Yeah. It's written graffiti style, so I don't know if that's supposed to be rap or trap. It looks damn. Like Rap G. Dude named Ugly God.
Ugly God, yes.
Then there's a guy, Anime. I've heard, so I know Anime.
Okay.
He had a cool little song. Who is this? Now, I still don't know how to say this dude's name, but the triple X's. How do you say his name?
XXXTentacion.
XXX?
XXXTentacion.
What does that mean?
It means like, you know, the XXX is just for the, you know, be found easy in search engines. And the XX, the extension, I guess that's what Spanish or French for, let me see, I'm going to put it in the end. Tentacion. Let's see what that means. No, that ain't what that means, because that means caramel sweet. You see that nigga got knocked out?
His concerts are so problematic.
On stage?
He got lit. But he also got slapped like the concert after that. Like, I guess that's the thing. Like, when Action Bronson did concerts, the thing was to get suplexed. I guess for him, it's to get knocked the fuck out or get stole on. Because I guess this guy has beef in the streets.
Yeah, I guess it's the act of influence by exciting hope or desire. That's what it means. So, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And then another chick, and her name looks like Kamaya.
Kamaya, yeah.
I don't know her either. I think this is where, on this show, where we talk about music because we're trying to get checks, but we realize that we the old nigga in the club. I don't know these dudes.
I'm not the old nigga in the club. I'm that old white nigga at the club. No, I ain't even him.
Cause who he you know? But yeah, who you know on this list?
Hey, I know certain songs when they come on the club, I be like, yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm the old dude in the club.
You're definitely. You on the waltz, all right.
Does it even matter anymore? And I don't know, because how do people consume music nowadays?
Exactly. Like,
is it still on the radio? Is that how people get music? Because we used to have video shows. There's no more video shows.
No more videos. Niggas still make videos.
Why? Why do you still have a video budget?
Because you got YouTube and everything. But your videos, you don't spend on a budget.
What do you mean?
Because your videos, you shoot them cheap now. You just, because it's something that got to be, you know, you just want you to, you know, put it out there on YouTube or Worldstar or something like that. But the video cheap, it's something you shot with your iPhone. You ain't spending money on it. It ain't like you got Hype Williams or nobody like that doing the video. You got some little art student, you know what I'm saying, a young Saul Wright or a young Tracy May that's just trying to get some money to buy some ramen for the week. And they using the damn camera from the school and they done failed for the video.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I am completely disconnected from the young generation, so I don't know how a lot of this stuff works. I wish them the best, man.
Yeah.
I wish them the best. All these cats. There was a big debate on my Facebook where people were talking about how what's the young nigga with the pink hair? I can't think of his name right now.
Lil Boat, Lil Yachty,
yeah. A lot of people are saying that music has evolved to what he's doing, and a lot of people are saying that that's not called evolving because it's not even hip-hop.
It is.
Right, I agree. I think it's different. It's just different. I don't understand why people in my age bracket or your real age bracket want to have this debate about the new music and the old music. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the new shit, and that's just what it is. But you don't have to slander the new shit because you don't listen to it or you don't like it.
Yeah,
it's not doing a disservice.
It's subjective.
And you're not doing a disservice to the music be calling this hip-hop. Now, I don't think that the mumble rap makes a lot of sense.
It's art. I think
should
it's
be,
like...
Should it be simple. Classified with rap? Like, should you be able to put that up against Rakim?
I mean... You can, but it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rakim was, like, coming with more, you know, it's like it's a lane for that. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a lane for the mumble rap. You know what I'm saying? It's a lane for the singing rap. It's a lane for the white boy rap. It's a lane for the thug rap. It's a lane for the drug rap. It's a lane for the nerd rap. It's a lane for the regular rap. It's a lane for everything because hip-hop is a tree, and there's so many branches on it that, you know what I'm saying, it's like... You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how far away you get from the root, it's still, you got to look at it like what it is, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why I'm like, it done went everywhere now. Like, you got niggas in fucking Prague rapping and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas in Japan, like, everywhere rapping. So we going to get that different shit because that's just where we got to as a culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? 30 years from now, who knows what they're going to be doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. Like, you got niggas like, I don't like Chance the Rapper. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, niggas like that shit. I don't like it.
I agree. I think I feel the same way. Like, it's just a different kind of rap. And I think once you start trying to compare cross categories, that's when the conversation gets stupid. You just got to let it be what it is.
Exactly.
You just got to let this shit be what it is. A lot of motherfuckers, like, on the show last night, we were talking about rap, and somebody brought up Vanilla Ice. And I was like, look, I would never be one to say that Vanilla Ice was dope, but we all know the lyrics for some reason. Exactly. I would never be one to say MC Hammer was dope, but we all know the lyrics for some reason. Like, it's okay to just like some shit.
Yeah, niggas like Afro Man. I can't, you know what I'm saying? That shit was whack as fuck.
But nobody ever said that he couldn't rap. You know what I mean? Like, they won't slander Afro Man, but let it be somebody else. You know, a lot of these cats are into Logic. Okay, Logic can spit bars, but he's one of the most annoying people that I've ever seen do an interview. His album is annoying to listen to. But yeah, is he lyrically gifted? Of course. There's a lot of lyrical gymnasts out there putting out albums. Royce da 5'9" just put out a dope mixtape. But it's Royce. People say Royce can't rap, and I'm like, no, he absolutely can rap.
Royce's nice. I just don't want to listen to it.
Exactly. It's some people like that. It's just dope. You don't want to hear that shit. It's just what it is, man. So as far as this list goes, I'm sure that the people listening to this, y'all probably know whose names I butchered. And like I said, I didn't do that on purpose. I don't know these people. I really didn't. You know, A Boogie. Like, you had to tell me that three times.
There you go.
You had to tell me that three times. I'm reading it like it's written.
No, it's all right. It's A. No, A.
I'm like, that's what I said, the Boogie. Like, no, nigga, A Boogie. Well, why the fuck ain't it A-Y-E Boogie? Why is it just A?
A, like, my name might be Albert. You know what I'm saying? And so
they put a period behind this shit. I don't understand it.
It's A Boogie. It's like, A Boogie, J Boogie, D Boogie, you know, C Boogie. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get it, man. It doesn't work. For A is a word.
I think the hoodie kind of like Silk the Shocker did. Like, I think that it kind of evolved into like a Silk the Shocker. Like, his name was just Silk, but he couldn't use Silk because of the music group. So everybody called him Silk the Shocker, but that's the Shocker was the name of his first album. You know what I'm saying? So the album, it said Silk the Shocker. That's what the album name was, The Shocker, but everybody's just calling him Silk the Shocker.
So is A Boogie his actual name, and then why can't he use A Boogie?
That's what he going to, because with the hoodie, I don't know where that came from. Like, he's now it's just A Boogie. He don't want to be called A Boogie with the hoodie.
And he doesn't have a hoodie on the cover. I'm just saying, it's just weird. But props
that's
to
why
you
he want to kill that with the hoodie.
He just yeah, because if it's hot, I mean, where's he from?
I think New York or somewhere around there.
Well, he's gonna have on a hoodie at least 8 months out of the year, so.
Yeah, that shit weather in New York.
Yeah, it might work. Do we have any more music topics?
Summer. I can imagine the summer in New York. That piss just hot and on the concrete. Stop, man.
We don't have this on the list, but I think we need to mention it. Maybe we missed the show. You got in the TV talk. That's why. So I'll leave it where it is. This is TV talk, too. Let's talk about this. Coach complains about the amount of blacks on this team, because this is very interesting to me. Yes. Is this real? I always have to venture your goddamn post.
This was on ESPN, my nigga.
His name is, look, I can't say that name.
Just say where he coaches.
Lithuanian professional basketball team had to say this about black players on his team. We've always had a stance that there shouldn't be more than two black players on the team. What happened was that Coach Thomas Paseas likes to play with black players, control them, teach them, tutor them, and we ended up with four players that are black. All of a sudden, they came together to form, how should I put this, a sort of gang. Jesus Christ. It cannot be that way. No more than two black players. I can say that from my 23 years of experience in the business. Teams don't ever have more than two black players, because that's when bad things start to take place. This is Lithuania, folks. Lithuania. This is not the United States. This is not the country club. This is Litha-fucking-wania.
Yeah. Black people form a gang. Oh, you don't think we the only black people in the fucking country that we gonna hang with each other? Like,
well, first of all, gang is only used for black people for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the only time it's a gang is when it's black or brown people, it's a gang. White people hang together, it's a group.
Yeah.
It's a crew, it's a team, it's a union. Black people get together, it's a gang. It's a posse. Shout out to Phil. Like, I don't understand that shit. I don't know why we give a fuck.
I mean, it's just funny. He said the team got worse when they added two more black players. Like, this is the most ridiculous statement. Like, how can your team be worse by having black people? Everybody knows. Like, even if you black, everybody think you can play basketball. Like, the black dudes living around the white guys, them niggas loving you.
Historically, his statement is false as fuck.
Historically,
your statement is bullshit, bro.
It's like saying, yo, if I have me saying something historically false is like, yo, man, my swim team, I have an all-white swim team and we're garbage. No, man, stop, man. Like, though we're great black swimmers now. Shout out to the Olympics last year. Magic, nigga.
I'm looking at his team. He's got Omar Cook, Juan Palacios. I want to know, and it doesn't reference what he's talking about. I want to know what their record was when they had these black motherfuckers, this gang. How did your team do? Because in 2015 and 16, which looks like the last season, you were champions, bitch. In 2014 and 15, you were finalists. In 2013 and 14, you were finalists. When were the gangs fucking up your squad? I'd like to know.
Maybe this year. Maybe look, what's their record this year?
This doesn't show this year's stats, so I don't know how their season plays.
They probably lost 3 games in a row. He panicking. It's because we got too many niggas on the team.
It's too many niggas. We can't do it.
Nick missed me shots.
We get blamed for so much shit, man. Hey, just stop. Look, I look at this shit and I look at Colin Kaepernick right now who can't get a job. And I'm like, why are we still playing other people's games?
Let me tell you a funny story, Sal, right? When I moved in sixth grade, right before I moved out of my mama's house, we moved out to like the county, you know what I'm saying? So the YMCA out there went up, but you know what I'm saying, white people. So it was me and one other black dude, and they used to have a draft at the YMCA, like to pick kids. Like my boy went one, I went two. Now I'm not even the greatest basketball player on my street. You know what I'm saying? But for me to go number two in a draft, I was just like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I averaged like 28 points a game that year, nigga. Like, I had a little short little season, like Barkley, nigga. I'm telling you, it's all right. I would bring the ball. My coach gave me the green light where I could get the rebound, run down there, shoot it. Like, boy, oh my God. This shit was amazing. It was me and the other black boy. Like, we was just like running the shit. Like, this shit was amazing. And I was like, man, if it had been anybody else over here, them niggas would like, I felt like you when that dude came to your school. So all right, bro. Like if anybody else, like, another black dude would have came to the league, I would have felt like wasn't that Stanley or whatever, Herman. Haywood or whatever.
Herman.
I would have felt like Herman. Like if another black dude, another little black dude, I would have. Hey, well,
that shit was over for me so fast when Herman showed up, nigga. Shit was a wrap. Shit was a wrap. It's like, oh fuck.
All
right. It's a real nigga showed up. Like, what the hell? Nigga from the hood and shit.
He has a scar.
Like, this nigga is 7th grade sagging. Who sags in 7th grade?
Ooh, like, he had his coat on inside out like Will Smith. Like,
who is this guy? He's got a texturizer box. What the fuck is that? I've only seen that in videos.
I see it. He's like, Carlton was a man that threw his Will showed up. He was like, what the fuck? Oh, your cousin's from Philly. He's cool. He's live.
Oh, no. I'm the black Carlton Banks. So we got. We talking about sports. I guess we got to go ahead and mention this shit before we get to the rest of the show. The fucking Dubs win.
Yeah, man.
Whatever.
They won. I mean, I know it was like foregone conclusion, but y'all know. But I didn't feel bad for LeBron after this because I was just like, LeBron didn't even feel bad for LeBron after this. You see how he walked off the court? He knew what it was. He was going to get to work. He gonna get some free agents there this year. LeBron about to make some magic happen, and you know what I'm saying, because he got a tool up to hit them Warriors, man. The Warriors are just too fucking tough. Like, you can't beat them, you know what I'm saying, playing your best game, and your teammates ain't playing their best game. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying, LeBron ain't lose. You know, he lost because the Cavs lost, but he ain't lose because he ain't do everything he could. Like, so that's why, you know, he can't feel bad. Yeah, he 3-5 in the finals. Niggas gonna talk about that shit, but it don't fucking matter, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about somebody that lost a lot of finals and won a lot. Going to the finals is the fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? If you can get to the finals every year, that's a fucking feat. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand how people give LeBron a hard time, you know, for going 3-5. You know what I'm saying? I'm not apologizing for him, you know what I'm saying? But goddamn, the man there every year, man. He's the fucking main event. He's the motherfucking straw that stirs the drink. You know, you can pencil him in for the finals every year, fucking LeBron, no matter where he is. I don't give a fuck. Wherever he is, they're in the finals. Any team.
So when did Michael Jordan win his first championship?
91.
When did he get drafted?
84.
84. So that means that he had like 6 seasons of losing, aka not making it to the finals, before he started winning. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Goddamn. God damn, it took him a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
Who first did he play? Yeah, yep. A couple first round sweeps. So who did he play in 91?
The Lakers, but they wasn't the Lakers. They was like Magic with a bad hammy, Vlade Divac, Byron Scott, you know what I'm saying? Like it was a watered down Lakers team. Watered down.
And so this is for the first three-peat. Who did he play in 92, if you remember?
The Blazers. Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, Kevin Duckworth.
Duckworth?
Yeah.
All right, so 93, who did Jordan play?
The Phoenix Suns. Charles Barkley, Dan Marley, Kevin Johnson.
I'm not going to go down the list anymore. I'm not... On those three teams, it takes those three teams to talk about 4 Hall of Famers that were playing at Hall of Fame level at the time. LeBron just played 4 Hall of Famers last week. He just played 4 Hall of Famers last week. That shit's crazy. Yeah. Hey, man, look. Like, I don't want to cast aspersions on Michael Jordan, but I feel like y'all cast aspersions on LeBron every time somebody talks about how good he is. I've been doing this shit. LeBron's been in the league. I've been doing it since he got in the league. And I'm just tired.
I heard a nigga tell me, he's like, man, it don't matter if his stats better than Jordan. Jordan was 6-0 in the finals. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
that's not even logical. That doesn't even make sense.
It don't matter that he better than him in every category. I was like, god damn. Like, I said, what in the fucking world? Like, so I was just like,
that doesn't even matter. Make sense.
I was just like, he don't have that killer instinct in him. I was just like, oh my god. So we're not going to act like LeBron ain't fucking show up every motherfucking game, play every fucking minute, damn near, average a fucking triple-double, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we're not going to hang none of it. He's still supposed to will his team to win, even though against all odds, doing every goddamn thing else, rebounding, assisting, scoring, playing defense. Like, you can't expect me to get a triple-double and play tight defense on KD. Like, goddamn, like, what the fuck? Like, come on, man, KD is a motherfucking monster. You want me to stick with this nigga? And goddamn carry us to victory on my back. Niggas like Jordan would have didn't know. Jordan didn't defend the best player. So it wasn't like Jordan had to expend a lot of motherfucking energy on defense.
I saw somebody mention this the other day. They said Jordan didn't even have a close second at his position while he was in the league.
I mean,
because for the people that say Dominique was offensive as shit. The end.
Yeah.
Jordan Drexler, offensive as shit.
Played to him. Jordan said, Dominique was a better player than me, but he didn't have the will to win like me. He was just like, Jordan said out of his mouth. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Jordan is hard for compliments. Y'all know that.
Yeah. So you got Dominique and Clyde. Who else we putting at that position?
He plays small forward, actually. So, I mean.
So who are we putting, like, who would be a great.
You got Reggie Miller.
Offensive as fuck. Who else?
Shooting guards in Jordan's era, 92, 93, like, Penny was a point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when the dude said it, I was like, shit. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. Like, damn.
So look at this. I'm pulling this up right now. Best shooting guard of the 90s. Jordan. The next one is Clyde Drexler. Next is Reggie Miller, just like you said. The next, number four on the list from the 90s, Mitch Richmond. Joe Dumars. Latrell Sprewell. Chris Mullin. Like, this is where we're going to talk about how great the competition was in his position. Look, I'm just saying, man. Y'all can say what y'all want to. Just don't disparage LeBron. I don't know what they do next season. I made this statement before. I was just at the gym, and we were talking about this shit. If the Cavs, which it looks like the first deal is off the table, but they still may try and work this out. If they get Butler and George, there's no reason to watch the NBA next season. Like, what's the purpose? It's going to be the Cavs and the Warriors again in the finals.
Well, I mean, the Cavs are going to be there next year, but they fired the GM, and LeBron was pretty upset with that because he said they didn't, you know what I'm saying, him and Tyronn Lue was like, yo, they ain't even discuss it with us before they fired the man.
Isn't LeBron a free agent?
No, LeBron is not a free agent. I think he signed a 2-year deal. Okay. And they talk about naming Chauncey Billups as the GM. So, you know, that'd be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Chauncey Billups, GM of a team already. That's amazing.
What is Chauncey doing right now?
I don't know what he's doing. Nigga probably, you know, I don't know.
But he's not in coaching or in a front office position. He's like a talking head.
I think Chauncey was playing like 2 years ago, wasn't he? Like, right. I mean, like
he announced retirement at the beginning of the season just because nobody picked him up kind of shit.
Didn't we learn from Isaiah Thomas and, you know what I'm saying, some players just don't make good GMs. I mean, I wish the man all good luck, but, you know, people are like, well, he was a player. He understands. It's a business. It's not fucking about being a player. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I said the same thing. I was like, you know, Kobe would be the worst coach ever. Michael Jordan would be the worst coach ever. Because it's just shit that they do that you can't just tell people to do. Look, Jordan's a horrible GM.
Exactly.
Like, some people just don't get it, man. But, hey, man, good luck. I don't have any interest in watching next season. It depends on how this shit shakes out. The Philadelphia 76ers made a trade, and now they own the number one pick?
Yep, they traded from Boston. Boston now has 7 picks in the first round for the next, like, in the next 3 years or some shit like that.
Whoo!
Boston just stockpiling, so look for the Boston Celtics to be pretty goddamn good in about 5 years.
They going to start making some trades for some of these players now. You're going to start moving some of them picks.
They said they're trying to get Gordon Hayward and your boy from New York. What's his name? The Russian dude.
That Phil Jackson. Yeah, Phil Jackson don't want him no more.
Yeah. The Knicks about to be trash. Well, they was trash this year. They about to be extra trash next year. Like, I'm talking about New York trash. Like, stink.
They should have some money, right? So, you figure Noah's coming off the books, right? Rose is going to be a free agent. Like, you got some money coming off the books.
Is he coming off the books?
I think so.
Is his contract up? Like, I mean, shit. I think he just signed a 3-year deal with the motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. Don't say that shit.
Look it up. Look it up. Joe Kim Noah, I think he just signed a damn 3-year deal. Let me look it up real quick. Contracts.
Phil wants to dump Joe Kim Noah. Yeah, so he's trying to get it off the books. He's trying to get it moved, but it's currently there. Woo, shit. 4-year, $72 million deal that has $55 million on the table.
Yes, sir.
God damn. That's another Bobby Bonilla contract.
Bruh, they got. Let's just look at the active roster cap figures. You got Courtney Lee. I don't know who that is. He's getting $11 million in 2017, $12 million in 2018, $12 million in 2019. Carmelo, 26 this year, 27 next year, almost 28.
Shit.
Let's see. Porzingis, like I said, they got him for the cheap. He only got him for $4 million and $5.6
million.
That's why
they're trying to move him, because they know when he re-up, they're going to lose him anyway.
Look, Joakim Noah, 17 million, 18 million, 2019 19 million. Jesus Christ.
Shit. That's $60 million for three players who don't average shit.
Yeah.
God damn, man. That's some horrible. That's real bad. that's real fucking bad, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's get to the goddamn TV talk.
Yes.
Better Call Saul is over.
Yep.
Season went out with a fizzle.
But the show could be over. Like they.
That's not
like,
how they're gonna end it. Shut up.
He's saying that's what he's saying. Like they. You know what I'm saying? This could be the end of it because, you know, one, they in negotiations and, you know, it could go run. They be like, yo, fuck it. We ain't going to make no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Because the way they end it, like, we kind of know how everything turns out. You know what I'm saying? We know why we don't see Chuck. We know we already, like you said, we got the name switch. We know how Salamanca get in the wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? We know how Gus start. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the loose ends is basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Kim, you know what I'm saying? We don't know why... how Kim disappears or nothing like that, but maybe she just, you know what I'm saying, like, so it could end, you know what I'm saying, like, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, once you said it that way, I'm like, yeah, they did tie up everything on that, you know, last episode. Like, they literally did.
Like, you know what I'm saying, we already know, like, we knew what was going to happen, but now we see how it happened, and so, you know what I'm saying, like, it could be over, like, this could be it, you know what I'm saying, so I don't know, but I hope not, you know what I'm saying, I want to see some more depth, like, I want to see, like, yo, like, you know, I saw, you know what I'm saying, make it out of this with Jimmy. Well, he's still Jimmy now. How he really become Saul. Like, he had to get in criminal law somehow. Like, how did he started, you know what I'm saying, go from senior law to fucking, you know, criminal law. Like, how did he do that? That's what, we see that. So that's what I'm trying to think.
I got to see Gus, too.
Yeah.
I got to see more about Gus, man. Like, even if you did a one-season, one-off for Gus, I think he deserves it. I still think the meat... I think you have a lot of meat on the table with doing a spinoff for
Jesse.
I can't, thank you. Shit. My memory be terrible sometimes. If you do a spinoff for Jesse, you could get at least three seasons out of that shit.
I don't think a Gus spinoff would be better than a Jesse spinoff, to be honest with you.
I think they both be dope. I think Jesse is the deeper one. You think you can go longer with Gus? He's such
Gus,
a dry individual.
Gus, is Gus gay? We still don't know about his brother, the dude that
Don
Julio killed. Like, think about it, man. Think about it. Don Julio killed this dude, and you know what I'm saying? Gus was like, that was my brother, but it really wasn't his brother. It might have been his lover, and the way he, you know, think about him all the time. Like, think about it, man. Like, the dude called him a faggot that time. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying the F word. That was what he said on the show. Let's just clear that up for our sponsors. And you know what I'm saying? And then, and you know, just think about it. Like, Gus is a, like, why did he start a fund for college kids to help him cook dope? Like, how did he, you know what I'm saying? Like, think, like, Gus is deeper than Jesse. Like, Jesse was a fucking junkie high school, you know, Jesse, no story. Oh, you said after, though.
Yeah, I think after, picking up how he put his life together, because he ain't got shit.
He's 20 now, years old, he ain't old enough to drink.
That's why it'd be a great story. Like, because he wanted to come back and cook again, and he was like, fuck it. Once he got broke down that last time, he was like, fuck it, I'm through. Because remember, he came back to Walter White and was like, yo, we can still cook. And Walter was like, why? He's like, well, fuck it, man, we need this money. And then once Walter got in there and got headstrong, Jesse was like, fuck it, I'm out. Like, it's time to cash out. And Walter was dragging his ass in. So now that he ain't got shit left, what happens to him?
Didn't Walt rescue him at the end or something?
Yeah, Walter saved his life. A few times. Like,
the cartel had him fucking like in a hole cooking or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So when he came, when they had him in that room, he tackled him. And that's when that damn gun apparatus went off. And Walter got shot somehow, randomly. But yeah, I think they're still at least four seasons, depending on how you put it together, that y'all can drag this out for. It would be okay. Anything outside of that would be a wrap. But I say five.
Give us two more seasons.
Of this show?
Yeah, Saul.
How?
Well, you said five.
I'm talking about on the table with the story, period. So with Jesse, yeah. Gus. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think you can still get another four seasons out of the story with these two cats.
I got you.
But I don't think, I think what you said when we started talking about this, Better Call Saul ended perfectly. That's a perfect spot for it to end. Anything else you add is just going to be extra. What do we have coming up next? We got Power coming up. We got Game of Thrones coming up. Hey, do we have a way to watch Power?
Of course. What are the benefits? You, look, the last one I sent you was all good. That's for everything, my nigga.
So that works on the app?
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. I need that, man. I need. You know what, man? That's why I'm glad we do the show, man. Shit like that we wouldn't be able to do. Yeah. If it wasn't for the show, man.
Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
Man, that's the only time you quote Brooklyn shit, right?
I mean, I quote Biggie and Jay-Z. I told you, man, you could raise a kid off fucking Jay-Z lyrics, man. Some days I be telling my son shit, and I quote him a Jay-Z lyric, you know, so shit say something like that. He just be like, do it all the time, man.
Is Jay-Z the GOAT?
Of course.
Okay, just asking.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I still think Biggie is the GOAT, but Jay-Z, like, you know, Biggie light. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you know, Biggie, two albums, all dopeness, you know what I'm saying? But Jay-Z, you know, longevity, you got to give him the nod, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just for longevity.
Hey, I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to argue with you on that at all. What is on your TV binge list?
Oh, man. Your boy been watching since, you know, ain't no sports no more, man. I've been on a fucking tear. I done watched fucking Bloodline. I done watched House of Cards. I done watched Orange is the New Black. Finished The Get Down. Now, hey, look, have you seen The Get Down at all?
I think I saw, like, what was it, season one or some shit, or the movie, or whatever the fuck it was
one.
I watched.
Yeah, part one. Yeah. So you go ahead and watch part two, because they, you can tell, like, they ran out of money, because they got fucking cartoon scenes. It's like, yo, this shit is, like, y'all was trying to save money. Y'all got a bunch of people in one spot. It ain't like it was, you know what I'm saying, this shit crazy. And, but I love Marlene Cruz on this show. She is fucking beautiful to me.
How do you reconcile, because the reason they canceled it is because it was too expensive.
Too expensive.
How do you reconcile that with paying comedians $50 million to do two stand-ups?
Cause they know, maybe that's going, the number's going to add up. Like, you know, maybe people, you know, I don't know, maybe they see subscriptions go up when certain people on there, and, you know, I don't know.
I got you. I was just trying to figure it out, because your study, like, this was supposedly one of the biggest years that they spent money financially.
Yeah,
I think the last year of acquisitions was the big. So I don't understand how this show ends up being a one's cut when this is like one of the few shows we had to watch. Yeah. Is Luke Cage coming back?
Yeah, Luke Cage coming back. Because, exactly. You know, like I said, that was one of they, that probably been the best Marvel little TV show. Like, that's better than Jessica Jones, better than Daredevil. Like, that, I think Luke Cage was fucking dope. Not just because I'm black, I'm not biased. Well, I am, but not biased in this. But it was fucking dope. I mean, they cut a lot of shows on Netflix, but, you know what I'm saying, to get down, like I said, I guess the ends didn't justify the means, so.
That's fucked up.
Whatever, have that statement go. I don't know.
I think that's it. You said 30 for 30 on here, too?
Oh, yeah. 30, did you watch it? It's Celtics versus Lakers, or whatever.
No, I did not. I did
you
not.
You need to watch that shit. Just watch it and see how violent the basketball was back then. Like, I'm talking about niggas getting choke slammed, and it's just a common foul. Like, these niggas these days get hit, like, across their face. The referee stopped the game, go look at the camera, look at it, flagrant one. What? Motherfucking Kurt Rambis got clotheslined in the air by Kevin McHale. Slammed to the ground. They were just like a foul. Motherfucking Larry Bird got jumped by Charles Barkley and like three other damn Sixers. Foul. I mean, I'm talking about Barkley held Larry Bird and motherfucking Dr. J was punching his ass. Bow, bow, bow. Foul. Like, yo, man, this shit was fucking violent, nigga. Just to see the way they played. Like,
man, I think we were talking about this the other day, too, and I feel like some of these changes had to happen. As the athletes have gotten bigger and more athletic. Like, if you can't have LeBron James out there punching people and hand-checking people. He's 6'8", 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. LeBron James hand-checking Steph Curry, that's an injury. It's a fucking injury. You can't have these people. Rambis and Lambeer and shit, those were tall dudes. But they ain't LeBron.
Nope.
You can't be hitting these motherfuckers like that and running as fast as they do. Imagine John Wall running down the court and running to somebody like Shaq physically. You can't do that shit, bro. Niggas is different. So I'm definitely going to watch it. Cause I want to see that shit. I want that throwback to check that out. You also have
Magic. Magic was a He signed the biggest jerk deal in history, dog.
The biggest jerk deal?
Yeah, Nick, the man signed a 25-year, $25 million contract.
How? With who?
With the Lakers. That was his first deal. He got 25 years for $25 million. I said, what the fuck?
Hold on, man. Let me understand what you're saying. 25 years at $1 million per?
Yes. 25? Yeah. I mean, I'm like, okay, I understand it was in like 1982 or whatever, 81, 82 when you signed this deal, but you got to think about it. 20 years down the line, nigga, like, what?
Well, is it guaranteed money? That's the only way I can think. Is it guaranteed money?
$25 million, that ain't shit. Like, what?
Think about that shit, bro. Magic, for Magic to be such a great businessman, his basketball shit was terrible because he also didn't take the Nike deal. Mm. He thought the Nike, he didn't think the Nike had the brand recognition. Mm. Like, nigga, your decisions have been piss poor.
Yeah. But then he signed with the Illuminati. And they said, look, you just got to say you got AIDS, bro. But other than that, man, you're going to be fucking rich beyond your fucking wildest dreams, bro.
We're going to give you AIDS, but we're going to give you unlimited supply of coffee.
You just got to say you got AIDS. You really don't got it. We know you don't got AIDS.
Yeah,
you ain't got it. You're just going to lie to the people and say you got it. You know, you gonna lie to your people. Like, man,
it is what it is, man.
I see Magic Johnson, I'm like, yo, man, tell the truth, man. Did you really have AIDS? He's like, no, nigga. Like, goddamn, man. What the fuck did I say that? Like, fucking crazy? Like, nigga, I did it to get paid. Like, we'll find out. Hey, like, nigga, I'm, if I ever see Magic, I'm gonna have a razor blade in my hand. I'm gonna cut his ass. I'm gonna have a napkin. I'm gonna get that shit back down.
So you gotta assault him. So you.
Now, I don't say it's gonna be a light razor blade, just enough. You know, I'm gonna shake his hand with a little pricker in my hand. I'm gonna get that blood just to see, nigga. Like, yo,
this nigga he's gonna assault Magic Johnson just so he can find out if he got AIDS.
Yes, man.
You're a fucking idiot, man. Hey, Pedro from the Real World got AIDS at the beginning of the season and died at the end of the season.
That nigga died. Easy got AIDS and died like in 3 weeks. Like,
Magic's been alive for 70 years.
They don't live for 20 years and gain 70 pounds.
And like, play in the NBA. And play in the NBA, bro. He played in the All-Star game.
I told you, man. When Magic had a kid and his wife nor the baby had the motherfucking AIDS, I said, something ain't right, man. Like, come on, man. They tell you, like, AIDS is like... You know, they scared us up about AIDS in the 90s, man. They were just like, yo, you know somebody with AIDS, bro. Leave them the fuck alone. That's basically what they told you. Like, yo,
that's basically it. Like,
stay away from that. They got AIDS, nigga. Like, you, nigga, don't let them breathe on you. Hey, nothing. Like, you just, you know what I'm saying? But now they're telling people, oh, you can have sex with somebody this age. Like, whoa, hold up. Which one is it? Like, yo.
It's so stupid, man. All Eyes on Me came out. Did you go see it yet?
No, man, I'm not watching that shit.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, I ain't gonna call it. I will watch it, but you know how I'm gonna watch it.
Why ain't you gonna go to the theater and pay an experience?
Hey, Tupac's people doesn't make any money off this movie, so don't try to guilt me, trip me. Don't try to guilt trip me about this movie. Like, it ain't
who's
like
left?
Pac getting paid. Pac, mom ain't no. Like, who getting paid off this? Not Tupac. So I ain't. You know, don't. You're not gonna make me feel bad about this. So.
There's no who's left to get paid.
Exactly, so that's why I say I don't feel bad about, you know, getting it off the muscle.
Damn, are you gonna watch it?
Of course, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'm not even interested in watching it. But again, I'm Biggie over Pac, and there's nothing else that you can show me other than what I already saw for Pac's life. Like, what are you gonna tell me? I saw Thug Angel. That's all the shit I needed to see for Pac. Shock G and Mo Prima and them niggas, they told me everything I need to hear. What is this movie gonna do?
I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying.
they killed Pac a little bit when they told me that nigga couldn't fight.
Not Thug. He was the poster of Thug.
Right, but when they told me that nigga got into it with one of the niggas and he just started swinging and hit his hand on the washing machine because he couldn't fight, he closed his eyes and started doing the swim technique.
Oh shit.
I was like, damn, Pac had no fight in him at all?
Damn. That's a lot of people's dreams right now. Sorry, you better stop. See, that's why people don't like you.
Oh, shit. Here they go.
There you go, slandering Tupac, man. Like,
I didn't say it was in the movie, man.
Man.
Peabody, it was in the movie, man. I didn't say that. It was in the movie. So I write that
if you ever seen Tupac, he would beat Tupac ass, bro. That's what I
got. Oh, man. It was in the movie.
Is gonna say. Like, so I write that he could beat Tupac ass. Like, yeah, I like, that's all they're going to hear. From what you said, they're going to hear Saul Wright say he could beat Tupac ass and Tupac ain't got no hands.
That's why I gotta stop doing this show, man. Fuck you, man. I'm gonna get assassinated now.
I'm like, damn, so I'm like, I heard what you said, but I'm just gonna let you know what the people heard. So I just translate it for them real quick.
That is fucked up. Somebody go shoot my ass. God damn, man. Keep it 100, man. I'm through talking. Do the keep it 100.
Oh, man. But keep it 100, man. Hey, people, man. I don't know if y'all know this, man, but it's 2017, and that means we've been doing this Nappy Afro thing for like 10 years. And, you know what I'm saying? It's been a fucking hell of a ride. I mean, I don't know if this might be the end or not, but, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to just leave y'all out in the cold and shut down without y'all knowing. But just know that it could be coming up soon, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to let my brother Saul Wright know that I appreciate every motherfucking thing you did and all that shit, helping us out at the time when we fucking needed it. Then once, you know, just being a real nigga. Like, you might say you ain't no hood nigga or whatever, but you a real nigga. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Even though you got me killed just now, but go ahead.
I go to battle with you anytime. I'm gonna be right there with you, nigga. Niggas, you know, I might give you a hard time, but I'm gonna be right there swinging with my nigga back to back. Let's get these niggas, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, GQ Blue. That was your add-on. Like I said, I ain't know how that was going to go. I thought he was going to be your Hotep nigga. I was like, yo, who is this? It's all right. Like, it's all right. He already know we motherfucking, like, yo, like, I just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Man? But GQ Blue was definitely an addition because he was like, we needed some fucking class around this joint before he got all smutted up. And you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he the most well-rounded nigga I know. Like, the nigga really do real grown man adult shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to GQ Blue. Man, shout out to Be Easy, man. You know what I'm saying? We have our times. We have our little disagreements. And, you know what I'm saying? We currently in one of those right now. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. I ain't even my nigga. That like my bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? I talked to that nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Me and him been cool ever since the day we met. So whatever between us now, it is what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be like that. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, that nigga do everything for the site. He know what it is. You know what I'm saying? All the technical, the malfunctions, the shit running slow. The nigga, he'll fix the shit. The pictures and all that shit. I mean, he a control freak. You know what I'm saying? He admits that. You know what I'm saying? We give him a hard time on the show about stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? Without him, a lot of shit won't get done. And so, if this ride is over, I'm going to let him know I enjoyed every minute of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just been a good thing, bro. Like, you know, I ain't never did too much, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say, like, we left a imprint. I don't know, it might not be big, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but we did things, you know what I'm saying? We talked to Nicki Minaj. We in motherfucking Snow in the Bluff, a hood classic, you know what I'm saying? We in the credits for that shit, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we broke the internet one time with a Soulja Boy story. We motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, interviewing MERS, you know, little shit, man.
Man, we broke Drake to the world before the world was on Drake.
Drake, nigga, like, a lot of the strange thing about the Johnsons, nigga, we was featured on a fucking something, it goddamn broke the shit on, you know what I'm saying, it was, man, we didn't do so much, man, niggas stole our ideas, stole our stories, we been on Bossa, man. Nigga, remember that time the nigga, that Yo Rap site stole the shit? Like, man, stole our reviews and shit?
Stole our reviews and posted like it was they shit. Like, multiple like, reviews, that shit, man.
Word for word. Like, not even, God like,
damn.
I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like,
nigga stole the reviews, stole the rating. Like, God damn.
Then when we checked the nigga on it, he was just like, well, you know, we could, if we give you credit, then that'll look like we stole it. I was like, motherfucker, you did.
He
like,
stealing shit. Fuck?
I was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck that you took the review, but at least you gonna have to credit the nigga that did it. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Well, nah, then it looked like we stole it. What are we talking about?
You steal it, then. What the fuck you mean? That's why we having a conversation, you bitch.
Yes, nigga. So, you know, man. Yeah, man, it's been the shit, man. You know, I done made some lifelong friends, I think, anyway. It's all right, and GQ Blue, you know, I don't know if this shit ends. It's all right, gonna unfriend me on Facebook. Like, I don't know you.
I already unfriended you before we started the show. What you mean?
God damn. No wonder I couldn't tag you. God damn.
Man, it's been a ride, man. Y'all don't know the shit that goes on behind the scenes. The fact that all of us have been doing this shit and we still have texts and conversations to this day. And most of us, I think all of us haven't seen each other yet.
Well, like, I mean, GQ Blue would be easy, Matt.
Right, but you haven't seen GQ Blue.
Nope.
I haven't seen GQ Blue. You ain't met me. I haven't met any of y'all. And I still don't know what Be Easy Face look like.
Man.
But we've been doing this shit for 10 years. We've been doing the Frocast in some form or fashion since 2009.
Might have been a little shorter than that. Yeah, I guess.
I think I put up the first audio only like in 2009.
Okay.
And then we were kind of rocking out from then. It's been a ride, man. We watched a lot of niggas get on after us.
Yep, come on with the staff for a little while. It's a nigga right now that write at, look up Edwin Ortiz. I think he write at Complex or some shit like that. But some site, this nigga verified on Twitter. I remember when he used to write for Nappy Afro. I like, nigga.
Edwin Ortiz, iTunes Era is his at on Twitter. He writes for Complex, yeah.
Yeah. Used to write for Nappy Afro, man.
This shit is crazy, bro. Like, we've been around, you know what I mean? Yeah. But sometimes that shit ends, and this might be the end for the site. We've been doing this shit for 10 seasons. Some shows don't get 10 seasons, you know what I'm saying? So It's been a ride, man.
A lot of websites come and go in that time. And, you know,
a lot, bro. We collaborated with a lot of websites.
It's gone. I remember, man, I don't know if y'all remember the New Music Cartel, but that was like, nah, right. It was like a little, you wanted to be on their blog roll. Like, that was the biggest thing to get on their blog roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, all them sites gone. And it was just like, I remember, like, yo, like, we still around, nigga.
Still around, bro. We still got articles. People still asking about Pac.
The Pac fucking unreleased. Can y'all please re-up? No, nigga. Like, that shit was 7-8 years ago, man. No. It's dead. That nigga's gone. Pac is dead. Like, no.
Hey, you said I would get my ass kicked. You just said it. That was Germ. For the people that don't know, that was Germ that said that shit.
Yes.
It wasn't me, man. It's been a ride, man. We don't know when or how this shit's going to end, but it's been a ride, man. It's been a ride. We don't even know who's on the XXL freshman list, and that would be important if we weren't a comedy podcast. We're a comedy podcast, so it's not major for us. You got your winners and losers this week?
Oh, man, my winners, man. All the listeners, supporters, man, readers of Nappy Afro, man, shit. You know, the main ones, Dr. Abrasive, Ruler Myself, Short T.
Short T.
He started off a reader, then he came on staff. Let's see, who else? MJ Money 9S, everybody, whoever support us over. Goddamn Architect, Dub, H2O, fucking, what was the dude's name? SBK.
Verbose.
Infamous F.
Abdul Arnold. What was the dude name? Abdul Kareem Jamar, some shit like that.
Something like that. The little rest
Abdul Jamar, yeah.
Him,
he came out the gate hot than a motherfucker. Like, he wrote two of the best articles in his first two times.
Hey, it'd be like that when they first come on, I guess. He did that Black Delicious review or something like that, right?
Yeah, he came through, and I was like, God damn, this shit is amazing. And then it was over.
The niggas fall. Like, niggas don't understand. Like, I don't, you know, it was weird. Because we had a lot of people come and go, bro. A lot.
We had a female writer for the site.
The new way that just came through. The Blasky Ass, the Supreme Weaves, fucking Nicki Nitro or some shit the nigga name was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we had a lot, man. Nate Watson.
Damn.
Shit. I mean, we had some dude that worked at the fucking, he was a banker at one of the banks that went down with the fucking 2008 shit or whatever. But he gave us like $200 one time. He was like, yeah, I'm a fucking shit. I forgot what his name was. But yeah, nigga dropped us like $200. I was like, yo, nigga got some dough.
Hey, shit was needed. You know what I'm saying? Not like we pocketed. That shit was needed to keep the site going.
Yeah. Like, we wasn't, and that's one thing, man. Like, we, nah, man. Like,
think about that. It's 10 years of content for y'all.
Yeah.
10 years of content. Yeah. Some, and we're holding 10 years of content on the site. That shit takes money.
Yeah.
That shit takes money. So we appreciate it when you buy our little puss ass shirts and shit like that. We need them. We need them coins, man.
Yeah.
And we don't know if those shirts will still be around. So if you want to get them, shop.nappyafro.com. We don't know if that shit's going to be around.
Right now, Spreadshirt got a little deal, 15% off on all shirts. So
shit, I'm ordering some today. I'm ordering some today, man.
Yeah, like you said, I don't know if the store's still going to be up. Like, if the shit goes, so yeah.
You got your losers for this week?
Oh, man, my losers this week, man. Tinashe, man. Tinashe loser because we were going to talk about this last week, but she said she don't get support from black people because she light skin, and I was just like, maybe it's because your music sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just keep it real. Like, that's why you don't get support from niggas, because your music sucks. Like, so Tinashe, you my loser, trying to bring colorism in it. Like, that's the lamest fucking excuse. So yeah, you're a loser, Tinashe. And my other loser, man, anybody that fucking slept on the fro, man. If you ain't fuck with Nappy Afro in 10 years we was doing it, man, you lost out, man, on some great shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Yeah, y'all, I'm gonna have to go through and make sure I download all of the episodes of the Frocast, cause we got some shit that's classic. We
got, I wanna say, they stay on iTunes. Like,
from what I understand, they gotta be hosted somewhere. So if the hosting goes, the episodes go.
Damn.
It links back. I think it just, I don't know. That's the kind of shit Be Easy knows. I don't fucking know. So,
but you probably got all them on you got them all on your computer. If you delete
remember
them.
Remember I had the computer crash like around episode 100. Yeah. My shit crashed, so my shit is all brand new after that.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
I miss a lot of that shit. Like when we had Tangerine on the show and she did our sample. She did nappyafro.com. She did our drop. I lost that when the computer crashed. Little shit like that. The Phantom episodes, that wasn't lost when the computer happened, but it happened on the old computer. You know what I'm saying?
You do Tracy May drops on this one, please. The Nappy Afros on this episode.
We got to, man. We got to. Okay. We got to keep it OG.
Yeah, man.
We got to take it back to the roots, man. You want to give out? I mean, I guess you already gave the shout outs, so I guess there's nothing else to do but to wrap it up.
I got one special shout out, man. Shout out to Tracy May, man. She lost her dog, man, this week, man. As a pet owner myself, man, I know. I can understand. I empathize with your sister, so you know it'll be okay. I mean, you know, the little dog, he better now. The man walking around in diapers and stuff, he was just holding on. That dog was old as hell, about what, shit, 15-16 years old.
Yeah, she had that motherfucker forever, so
yeah it was rough. Mutts, you know, the mutts live forever, dog, so you know what I'm saying, the mixed dogs, boy, you know.
Yeah, that was rough, man. Shout out to Tracy May finally getting her little web series together too. I saw that on Snapchat.
Did you see that we gonna be on it?
Nope, didn't see that.
Oh, I negotiated that in. I was like, yo, so you know me, it's all right, gotta be on this. I said, at least us on the podcast, like, you know, you gotta play, you know, our podcast gotta be playing in some part of this. So she was like, oh, we can see what we can do. You know, I ain't gonna see. You gonna put us in that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might, the episode you're in the car, you listen to a podcast, it's gonna be us talking. So, just know, it's all right.
I'm about to say, we finally gonna come up, man. I mean, we put our mixtapes up for free.
Yeah, that's a check.
We brought Tracy May to the world, bruh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God damn. I don't know. As long as she make it big, I'm like, I appeared in the episode and I didn't get paid for it. So.
Oh no, the rape story's coming out. When she gets paid, she raped me too.
Yeah, I'm be like, yo, she drugged me. Benadryl.
Yep, I got Benadryl.
I'm saying my wife. I'm saying she raped my wife. That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, my wife. Because I'm like, if she was there, my wife said you raped her. So either pay up or this story's going on in media takeout.
It happens. She got me too. She's been in Texas. She can't refute that. There's snaps. She's been in Texas.
And Austin, yeah. That you in Austin?
She was here, so it happened. It happened, man. I got
all right.
I
probably got a text message. You know, he the screenshot king.
Wow, wait a minute. When did that happen?
Well, not screenshot king, but you can be because you save all text messages you said.
I do. So, it's sad. This chain we got is so goddamn old, bro. It's a fucking mess.
Actually, sorry I hit you with the actually.
Actually, I mean, if we go back to September of 2003, mm-hmm. I can look here and see. Yeah, it takes so long when we in that other chat. Yeah, it is. I'm not going to delete that. I might have to find
and save it. So much memory on your phone is ridiculous.
I'm telling you, it's like the other phone. It's probably why the other phone is broke. It was like, nigga, please let this go.
Delete this chain, man. I got to carry this over all fucking day. Like, nigga, this shit like 10 gigabytes, man. Like, chill.
You should have seen the dude when I switched over from the Note 5 to this phone. And, you know, you could do the little data transport. He was like, everything else is done, but it's like an hour for your messages. I was like, well, shit, that's what it's going to be. Shit, I guess I'm gonna go get something to eat and come back because I need that shit. Mm-hmm. I need that shit. But man, it's been a ride, man. This is episode 261 of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast. And today, yesterday, and forever. And we'll holler at y'all next time, whenever the fuck that is. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.